DeepEnglish.com. The Savior of Mothers, Fluency Booster, Part B. Other doctors believe that people with puerperal fever had too much blood in the body. Some doctors used leeches to suck blood from the sick person to balance the blood. This also didn't help. What did other doctors try? Other doctors used leeches to suck blood from the sick person. Did it help? No, it didn't help. Another treatment for puerperal fever was drinking mercury. Everyone now knows that mercury is a poison, but at that time, some doctors believed it could heal sick people. Of course, none of these treatments helped. What was another treatment for puerperal fever? Another treatment for puerperal fever was drinking mercury. Did it help? No, of course it didn't help. No one knew what to do. Some doctors thought there was nothing that could be done to stop puerperal fever. Semmelweis was also confused by this problem, but he would not give up. Did they know what to do? No, no one knew what to do. Did Semmelweis know what to do? No, Semmelweis was also confused. Would he give up? No, he wouldn't give up. He didn't understand why the women in the first clinic with doctors and medical students did so much worse than those in the second clinic with midwives. Some women were so afraid to go to the first clinic, they chose to have their babies in the street. Were women afraid of the first clinic? Yes, they were afraid of the first clinic. Where did some women have their babies? Some women had their babies in the street. Even these women did much better than the women who went to the first clinic. Who did better, women who went to the first clinic or women who had their babies in the street? Women who had their babies in the street did better. Semmelweis looked at all the differences between the two clinics, and the only important difference was the people. What was the main difference between the clinics? The main difference between the clinics was the people. Around this time, his friend, Jacob, a doctor at the hospital, died from puerperal fever. Who died? His friend, Jacob, died. What was Jacob's job? Jacob was a doctor. Before he died, Jacob cut his finger while examining a dead body. Semmelweis thought there might be a connection. between the dead body and Jacob cutting his finger. What happened before Jacob died? Before Jacob died, he cut his finger. What did Semmelweis think about this? Semmelweis thought there might be a connection between the dead body and Jacob cutting his finger. Maybe there was something invisible that traveled from the dead body into Jacob's cut finger. Maybe this made him sick. Did Semmelweis think that something invisible made him sick? Yes, Semmelweis thought something invisible made him sick. Semmelweis knew that the medical students often examined dead bodies before treating the pregnant women and new mothers. What did the medical students do before treating pregnant women? The medical students examined dead bodies before treating the pregnant women. Maybe invisible particles from the dead bodies were the cause of the puerperal fever. Maybe these invisible particles were traveling on the hands of the medical students and killing the mothers at the first clinic. How did he think the particles were traveling? He thought the particles were traveling on the hands of medical students. Semmelweis tested his idea, and he was right. Did he test his idea? Yes, he tested his idea. Was he right? Yes, he was right. The doctors started washing their hands before seeing patients, and deaths from puerperal fever quickly decreased from 10% to 1%. What happened after the doctors started washing their hands? After the doctors started washing their hands, deaths from puerperal fever quickly decreased from 10% to 1%. Semmelweis's simple idea was a success. He saved the lives of thousands of women, but he didn't become a hero. How many lives did he save? He saved the lives of thousands. Did Semmelweis become a hero? No, he didn't become a hero. He was ignored by the senior doctors and his boss. This may have been because Semmelweis was a junior doctor, and the senior doctors had too much pride to be taught by a younger man. Did the senior doctors listen to him? No, the senior doctors didn't listen to him. They ignored him. Why did they ignore him? They ignored him because they had too much pride to be taught by a younger man. Semmelweis's boss was a man named Klein. Klein thought that Semmelweis's idea made him look bad. Who was Semmelweis's boss? Semmelweis's boss was a man named Klein. What did Klein think about Semmelweis's idea? Klein thought that Semmelweis's idea made him look bad. Klein was the person who decided that medical students should examine dead bodies on the same days that they treated pregnant women. If Semmelweis's idea was correct, Klein's decision was wrong. Klein attacked Semmelweis and his ideas. Who decided that medical students should examine dead bodies and pregnant women on the same day? Klein decided that medical students should examine dead bodies and pregnant women on the same day. Did Klein support Semmelweis? No, Klein didn't support Semmelweis. He attacked Semmelweis. Most doctors believed that imbalance of the body's fluids was the cause of disease. What did most doctors believe about the cause of disease? Most doctors believed that imbalance of the body's fluids was the cause of disease. Semmelweis's ideas about invisible particles from dead bodies just did not fit into their understanding of health and disease. Did his ideas fit into their understanding of health and disease? No, his ideas didn't fit into their ideas of health and disease.